What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is a dating show that's on YouTube that I didn't even know was a thing, and now I can't wait to see more clips of it. They're on like a one of those white infinity walls they shoot local commercials on and other such things.
Yeah.
And
well, they spiced this one up. There's a little bit of, there's the infinity wall to one side, but they have this other nice like wooden wall.
Like those changing screens.
Ooh, okay.
Looks like a nail salon.
Very that way Japanese. The contestant can walk out from behind it. Oh, what a beautiful set this is. Okay. It's a great idea, though. Honestly, if we did this at the night show, it would be a blast.
Yeah.
So in
next
this case,
year.
A bunch of women have red balloons, and then the host, a different host than the one we saw the other day, will bring out a gentleman, and they are allowed to, and encouraged to, pop the balloons when they decide he is not for them. But he will not go quietly into the night. This is going to be his always not in a relationship day because he's kind of a butt to the first person that pops a balloon.
I mean,
okay. All right. Well, he's got a lineup of Cardi wannabes.
So ooh, that was good.
Thank you. And so, yeah, I'm sure this is going to go great from all parties.
This man gets rejected because he's sassy.
Oh, welcome.
Now, it might have been tough to hear, but there's already been a balloon pop.
Yeah, you couldn't hear it,
yeah.
Because he's sassy.
Oh, welcome. I'll have you hold this. All right, if we can have your name.
My name's Aaron.
Aaron, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 29.
Okay, so dude definitely lifts. I don't know about leg day, but he doesn't skip chest
he's
and arms
ripped.
Day.
No, he's large.
He's 29, and I don't know if he said it yet, but he will if he hasn't or I stepped on it. He is a plumber.
Yeah.
29, okay, yes. And what do you do?
I'm a licensed plumber.
And now, what are some of your deal breakers?
Deal breaker, being promiscuous, not cleanly, don't have a career, nothing really going for yourself.
Okay.
So okay. Those are all normal deal breakers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame anybody for that.
A pop balloon. Ahead and go on over there, see what's going on.
Yes.
All right, if we can have your name and age and why you popped your balloon.
Hi, my name is Karma. I'm 24. For me, it just did not work. I didn't feel like I had chemistry or I wasn't fully attracted to you. And
I didn't have chemistry.
Like you just walked through a door.
I don't think her answer is that offensive. I don't think that's a great answer because it's pretty judgmental and whatnot. At the same time, let me ask you, was that an offensive answer?
Not overly. I mean, the chemistry part is kind of silly. If she just said, hey, you know, I mean, I'm just being honest. Physically, you're not my type.
Yeah.
I think she could have just said that. Most people understand. I mean,
right.
Not everybody's for everybody. So.
Yeah. This guy does not take it super well.
Okay. And I feel like that counts if we are going to be going through a dating show, you know?
Yes. The feeling is definitely mutual. So that's okay.
The feeling is definitely. See,
yeah,
I
mean,
don't.
That's tit for tat. That's fine.
Yeah,
right.
I think that's fair.
He should be allowed. He should be okay saying
he
that.
Should
she insulted
be.
Him.
He should be.
Thank you. You did me a favor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That caused other women to go, don't want any part of this guy.
look at the host look.
Okay.
The look on her face. She's like,
Yeah, adding you did me a favor is, yeah.
We're glad you have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you, Queen. You too.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead. All right. We got a pop
over
another
here. Another balloon pop.
If we can have your name and age and why you ended up popping your balloon.
Hi, my name is Tara. I'm 22.
Okay. And why did you end up popping our balloon?
The comment you made didn't really. I like a more humble person. That's the one that responds so defensive-ish. Yeah. That's really it.
Okay. Even her answer was pretty fair.
Yeah,
especially considering the way he responded to that.
Everything is fair on this goofy show.
What am I talking about? I'm trying to find reason in a sea of garbage.
Doesn't matter.
Didn't really necessarily like.
That's
how
fine.
Responding.
Hey, I could just all I can do is be honest.
Be honest. Be authentic self. That's okay.
To find a match.
Sure.
That wasn't matching. That's
sure.
All, Queen.
I 100% understand.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure.
And I was, she's someone that's your type.
She all right. You know, you're not really my type. I don't mean to be disrespectful.
No, disrespect.
You know, but if I see you in public, I wouldn't reach out to you.
Totally.
If I see you in public, I wouldn't reach out to you.
I mean, it's brutal. It didn't seem like he was trying to be mean about it.
No. No. I don't know. Right. I mean, you don't have to say everything that pops into your head.
No, you don't. But that's, I mean, that's why he's
the
on
point
here,
of the show.
Because
right.
He has no filter.
Yep.
Yeah. We wouldn't be watching this if he said, oh, that's very nice of you.
Have a great life, man.
I hope that things are well.
Reach out to.
Totally fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Your name and age and why you ended up popping your balloon?
Brianna, 26.
Okay. Now, just for reference, she's wearing a fairly tight red dress with the midriff exposed. There's some cleavage up top. It's sleeveless, if my memory serves correct.
Yeah, it's strappy. It looks real good on
Yeah.
Her.
I bring that up because she's going to give him the old eyes up here bit.
Yeah.
Okay. My eyes are up here, baby. Are you looking at the tattoos?
No, I'm looking at the hair on your arms. You know, women I deal with, they don't have hair on their
Oh, yeah.
That is devastating.
God. I'm looking at the hair on your arms.
Because I doubt that's something she had ever thought about before, but good luck.
She will now.
Not getting electrolysis immediately.
Wait. Don't do too much.
Hey, I'm just being honest,
Don't do
queen.
Too much.
You know, I don't like that. That's okay. All I was looking at. You trying to say if I'm looking at particular body
parts. You just
parts,
wasn't looking
at
my
not
eyes.
What it is.
That's
no, I was looking
I was
at the hair
out.
On your
Anyways,
arms, queen.
She
okay,
she
right.
tries to get him, and she says, you weren't looking in my eyes, which is a fair God. Response. And then he says, no, you're right. I was looking at your gross arm hair.
Let me double down and say it again.
God. Ask me the question.
Yes.
Would that have given you a complex if you had never thought of that? I think it would have me, if whatever the equivalent would be.
It's body hair, right? I think if I were young still, it'd bother me. But if a grown man said that to me now, I'd realize they have a complex more than I do somewhere deep down
yeah.
to say that.
If you were her age, when I was her age, you'd have been like, I gotta shave my body.
Yeah.
I'm going to start using eyes up here whenever I meet anyone for the first time.
It's
eyes up here, baby.
That, no doubt.
Eyes up here.
No matter who you are, that's going to put you on the defensive.
The hand motion she did, too, with the hand up and flipping at you. Like, come on.
I'm in heels and you ain't tall enough.
Okay.
Don't do too much,
Well, you're not qualified, baby. That's all good.
Let's move on.
No.
My name is Kayla. I'm 23. Originally, I was not going to pop my balloon because I know a lot of them popped it because he was being, I guess, arrogant. But to me, I like my man that's not going to sit in every girl's face and, you know, complimenting them, you know? So I didn't.
I liked that he was mean to some girls, but not me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not that offensive to me, but I'm very, like, I don't want to say I'm argumentative, but I don't want my man to argue back with me because then I feel like it's going to always be a problem. That was the only reason.
So I don't mind if he says mean stuff, but I don't want him to argue with me.
I can argue with him. Tell him it's wrong, he has to agree.
I can argue with him, but he can't say anything back.
Total Maitland response.
That was the only reason why I popped my balloon, because I was just like, dang. But then with me, you kind of got a little bit catty with me. You a little sassy, just a little bit. And since you want to come at everybody over here, I'm going to get at you, too. You kind of look like a Ninja Turtle. You're not that cute.
Oh, my God.
Looks like a Ninja Turtle.
That would give me a complex.
Yeah, because you can do something with hair.
Yeah,
turtle face. That's what you have.
You're built like
you're
that.
Not going down from turtle face.
Rachel Buffalo writes, if a girl said what he said on a show, she would get applauded for setting boundaries and not needing a man. That might be true.
Maybe
that might be true.
Maybe, but
you need to relax. You stocky as hell, and I was trying to be respectful, but like you was really coming out like I didn't like it. I'm from the south,
maybe he said something to her that they didn't show because he hadn't even looked at her yet.
It didn't seem like it. Yeah, there must have been some edit.
The south, and I can handle like a lot of criticism and stuff like that. But the way you was coming, you just ain't like you got it all like that. And I guarantee you probably got a roommate at home, and it's just not giving anymore.
That's the equivalent of you look like you're easy to draw.
Yes.
You have roommates, don't you?
Well, let me say this, Queen. I'm a licensed plumber.
So, I do real estate and property management.
I live downtown. I stay by myself, Queen. You know, and you're not even qualified to be even dealing with me.
I'm not qualified.
You definitely not. You know, if anything, it was one of these two. I wasn't even looking your way. You
and
ain't
the one
my
that
type.
You wanted popped
if I seen, that's fine. So that is totally fine.
Okay.
But one thing about me, I could pull $100,000 on the bank. Can you do the same?
Bruh.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that though, baby.
How's bragging camp going?
Man.
Yeah.
This is how it ended. All this clout chasing got me fired from work, he wrote from his Instagram handle at @very_handsome. Man, I really love plumbing and I'm good at it. They got that taken from me. Y'all are sick. They called the company 500 times and messing up business. That does suck.
Yeah. That does. And yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you go on a stupid show like this.
Stupid.
This, yeah, I don't know if he said anything that was necessarily a fireable offense.
No.
I don't think it made him very desirable to most people. You know, but
the company just got tired of getting phone calls.
Probably.
yeah, that is one of those.
He's probably very argumentative in general based on how every time somebody said something, it wasn't a, okay, that's your opinion. It was, okay, that's your opinion. Now let me belittle you too. Mm-hmm. And let me try this and let me try that. And it was just kind of like, man, you're on a show where they're going to pop a balloon. You know this.
Right.
You know this.
I mean, did you not know? Were you walking down a street and somebody said, want to be on TV? Yeah. And then you found out it was internet?
This is the new Dismissed or Next.
Oh, it is.
No, it's called Fireable or Desirable.
Fireable or Desirable.
It's so different.
That's what it is, really?
No, that's what it should be called. Oh. That's what our version of it will be called.
It'd be great.
So if we don't, if you don't make a match, you get fired from your job.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I love it.
Yeah,
I like it.
I also love that she said that he looked like a Ninja Turtle. And he also happens to know a lot about sewage.
He does.
I like turtles.
Yeah. It's him.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.